This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Washington Farm Bureau recognizes a pair of state lawmakers for their stellar work helping to iron out a fix to the state Supreme Court's Hearst ruling, which allowed rural landowners to resume well drilling after a year and a half of waiting. At their annual legislative banquet, State Farm Bureau President Mike LaPlante and Vice President Brad Haberman named Senator Judy Warnock and Representative David Taylor legislators of the year. Warnock was recognized for leading the charge in the Senate from the very outset.
Problem is a decision that was made recently by the state Supreme Court. It's called the Hearst decision, which restricts counties that are operating under Growth Management Act from allowing exempt wells. And those are the wells that people use when they're going to build a house or have a very small farming operation.
Along the way, Warnock heard many heartbreaking stories.
We had one man get down on his hands and knees in a committee and say, please, please, please fix this for my family. He has four children and another one on the way with no place to live. So for the rural areas, for other areas of the state, the Hearst decision is the biggest one.
LaPlante said the Moses Lake Republican also prime sponsored a bill that provides much-needed liability protection for agritourism businesses across the state. Listen tomorrow when we hear about the work done by Representative Taylor of Moxie.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.